The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. All proudly brought to you from Bar Canada at the D. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Still to come this hour. We'll talk more NFL, our division round power rankings, futures bets that both Kelly and I have still pending. That was funny yesterday because you texted me. You're like, well, we have so many. We should like round them up.
I wanted to make sure I was reorganizing all of our bets.
Yeah, I have tons, man.
Because I had to shift around some of my NBA ones,
bro,
too.
Bro, I'm in so deep on the Ravens.
My
and the
NFL
Niners.
Ones are starting to dwindle. That's for sure.
I'm at the Ravens and the Niners for me, and whatever finish you want. Just give me those two teams. Then Ego, of course, is a linchpin to just going, if Ego gets there, then it just goes into the stratosphere. But we'll see. First, before we get to Kai McKeon, talk college basketball with three-man weave, we get tweets at Beating the Book. I just wanted to read this. Well, I'll read two. One, Paul Zostak says, is Matt Patricia worse at being an offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator? I wouldn't let him coach my daughter's flag football team. And this one I wanted to read from Tronsky. Thank you for this, Tronsky. He says, a very small, or maybe it's a she. He says, say he or she. A very select small group of people are privy to what the Megapod is, if it is actually a podcast and where it actually lives or is named. Care to actually tell us what podcast is it is that you are referencing with Drew? You reference it daily. Thanks. I usually do tell everybody where it is. You're right, though. This morning I did not mention the Megapod is part of the Beating the Book podcast feed. Pardon me. I get so emotional when I talk about it. Beating the Book podcast feed. Beating the Book has been the podcast I have done for, I think, since the 1940s. We've done it forever. And the Megapod is the weekly. It's Thursday during the regular season. It's Wednesday. So what we do is we do guessing lines. We put the guessing line show onto the Beating the Book feed every week. And then we do the Megapod during football season. It's usually on Thursdays during the regular season. We do it on Wednesdays during the postseason. And it is me. It is Todd Wishnev. And it is Will Hill. And then every week we have a rotating guest. And during the postseason, we kind of put on our regular season all-stars, and Drew always has a postseason spot, and so his falls on the division round. Later, we will have, hopefully, Steve Fezzik doing the championship game, maybe even the Vegas Lifestyle podcast, which comes between the championship game and the Super Bowl, where we talk about all things Vegas. We'll have Mark Meltzer, like Seltzer, on that. And then hopefully for the Super Bowl, we'll have Rufus Peabody on. We'll see. Those are their normal spots. We'll see. Scheduling always matters. But that is what the Megapod is. So it's the Beating the Book feed. Thank you for asking me, and thank you for calling me on the carpet for not having mentioned that this morning as to where you can find that. Thank you, Tronsky. Appreciate that. Real quick. Emmys, which my brother told me about, because again, what Drew was saying is so right. For those of us who are tennis hardos, it's football straight into tennis, and then it's like you're operating on very little sleep. But you see, Succession won 6 Emmys. Did you ever watch this show?
Yeah, I watched the whole damn thing.
So did I. And I can count the number of shows I've seen in the last 5 years of my life on one hand.
Yeah.
But this one got pumped into me so much that I started watching it with Deborah Song, fashion stylist. She quit like midway through second season. I, of course, am an idiot. So I'm like, no, I'm pot committed. I'm walking through the whole thing.
She was a smart one. Yeah.
She was a smart one. I hated it. And John Goulet took me to, he was like, you got to be kidding me. It's the greatest show. I've like, he loved it. And I was like, I thought it was, first of all, I binged it, right? I didn't watch it in its regular meter of time. That's a horrible show to binge, because by midway through the second season to the end, which I think was 4 seasons, it's the same damn episode the whole way through. It's a massively wealthy billionaire family, loosely based on the Murdochs, I guess, complaining about all things that they have to complain about, which is nothing really in the end. And the dialogue is what drove me up the wall, because they speak in this witty metaphor kind of talk with each other.
The music in the background always.
No human beings ever talk that way to each other. Oh, yes, you're so smart and witty that you're constantly having the perfect metaphorical thing to say to your brother and sister.
I always thought that about Succession and Billions.
I never saw Billions.
Nobody talks to each other this way.
God, it drove me crazy. And I sat there and I watched the whole thing. Ladies and gentlemen, that has nothing to do with Kai McKeon, who comes to us from Three Man Weave, talk college hoops. How you doing, Kai?
Yo, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing very well. Do you ever watch Succession, by the way?
I love Succession, Gil.
See?
It's one Succession. Of my favorite shows.
I mean, I thought it was really good. But
I hated it.
I picked apart little small things like you just did, Gil. But, like, what does it say at the end of the day where we both watch the entirety of the series? You know what I mean? Like, that's
idiots, and we can't get that time back. Kai, I do this championship formula thing every year, and I don't usually bring it up till, you know, I come back from vacation right before conference week, and then we get into it. But it is a tried and true thing that has produced the national champion, as people know who have listened to this show for many years, with rare exception, the 2014 UConn Huskies being the sort of rule buster of all eventual national champion teams. I think Baylor on one category when they won was an exception too, but really it's only the 2014 UConn Huskies. Other than that, 30 years back on most of these categories, it works. And so I just wanted to go through the teams that currently qualify. I won't go through the parameters right now, but I'll just do the hack version of it. I'll give you the five teams that qualify currently, the four that are right on the cusp on the outside looking in, and then four more that have a lot of work to do on defense to really qualify. And you tell me if the national championship is coming from this group. So the five that qualify, no surprises here: Houston, Arizona, Auburn, North Carolina, Tennessee. The four just on the outside looking in: Purdue, BYU, Michigan State, and Creighton. And then the four that have a lot of work to do on defense before they can be thought of here: Wisconsin, Duke, UConn, the defending national champions who are now currently ranked number one, and Alabama. National champion come from one of those categories there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I still think it's Arizona, which I think is like the top qualifier in your formula there. I think top five on offense, top three on defense. They remind me a lot of UConn last year. The domination non-conference, the weird sleepy performances in conference play. But when you look at this team, they just have a different gear than almost every single team in the country. Can score basically at will, fantastic on defense, and a really good coach. So for me, it's Arizona. I do think it's going to be one of the 12 or so teams you named, though.
Yeah. BYU and Duke, by the way, do not qualify based on the coach never having been to a Sweet 16 before, John Shire and Mark Pope, respectively. Is there a team beyond that group that you think, If I came to you from the future and I said, hey, the team that won the national championship did not come from this formula, forget that dude, Gil, with this formula, what team was it?
You mentioned Illinois or Marquette?
No, neither.
Can't remember. Yeah, if Illinois gets Shannon back, which is very TBD right now, just given the legal issues going on there, if they get him back, I've been super impressed with him in the lineup. I certainly trust the coach as well with Underwood. And then Marquette, unfortunately, they have some injury issues as well. But again, just a really good team that plays together and is led by arguably the best point guard in the country in Kolek. So I think those would be two flyers. And then Kansas, you can never count out. I don't think they have enough depth, but they do have the four arguably best players in terms of a lineup in the country. They just don't have a good 5, 6, 7, or 8, unfortunately. And they have Bill Self. So I think they can get there if things break right.
What'd you land on today, Kai?
Two plays. First one is Indiana hosting Purdue. A little bit scary fading the Boilermakers, but I just think Indiana really plays differently at their home court in these hype spots, right? They almost took down Kansas this season. They also play Purdue well here. They've beaten the last two times in Assembly Hall. Plenty of size, obviously, to throw at Zach Edey. The key is going to be the backcourt play. Can they get out on the perimeter shooters? Can they actually stop dribble drive, which Purdue is not really known for? Can they stay disciplined? I think they can enough to cover, you know, a 9, 9.5, 10-point spread.
And you said you had a second as well?
I'm going Richmond. It's not the best spot, admittedly. 3-0 team against a desperate and talented 0-3 team in Duquesne. Duquesne's offense just looks out of sorts. I've watched them the last few games. They're not going to get second chances against Richmond. They're going to turn it over. The home court edge isn't big. Dayton had more fans in the stands than Duquesne last game at their place. And Richmond's just been humming lately. This is also game three back for Delonte Hunt, one of Richmond's key guards who's been out for most of the year. I think they might be still a bit undervalued despite their performances up to this point.
For those of us who might have futures tickets on BYU, they got a pretty interesting game today against Iowa State. BYU favored by 4.5. That line is right around where you think it should be.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I guess I'd kind of lean BYU. I thought they'd have a major home court edge against all Big 12 teams. And then Cincinnati, of course, beats them out of the gate. But yeah, I still think I'm leaning towards BYU in these home spots. They're just not used to the travel, the other Big 12 teams. And Iowa State really has been a different team away from Hilton this season. I think BYU can get it done.
All right, Kai, let's do super rapid. I'll go back to the list that I just gave you from the formula. Give me a yes, trust or not trust on all these coaches, right? Houston, Kelvin Sampson, yes or no?
Trust.
Arizona, Tommy Lloyd.
Trust.
That answer is incorrect. I'm sorry, Kai. That answer is incorrect. Auburn, Bruce Pearl.
Trust.
North Carolina, Hubert Davis.
Do not trust.
Oh, wow. Tennessee, Rick Barnes.
The tournament, unfortunately, do not trust.
That is the correct answer. Purdue, Matt Painter.
I love Matt Painter, but you can't trust him right now in the tournament.
I know you do. BYU, Mark Pope.
Man, trust. I like Mark Pope.
I do too. Michigan State, Tom Izzo. Goes without saying.
Trust.
Yeah. Creighton, Greg McDermott.
Trust.
Wisconsin, Greg Gard.
I'm going to go don't trust.
Okay. Duke, John Shire.
Don't trust.
Last two. Obviously, Dan Hurley at UConn, we can trust, correct? National trust. Champ. And then Alabama, Nate Oates. Where do you fall on him?
I'm going to trust Nate Oates.
Okay, I like that. Thank God you said trust on that. Okay. Only a couple disagreements. Kai, always appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Kai McKeon from Three Man Weave at 3MW_CBB for all of their plays daily. We'll come back. NFL, power rankings, and beyond. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Oh, I love the Wildcat. If you're looking for a betting edge through the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get access to our daily best bets with a leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. Betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game. Plus betting systems, premium analysis, and 24/7 video access. Sign up today and get your first 30 days for only $9.99 to see everything VSiN has to up your betting game. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up now. The other show that won six Emmys besides Succession was something called The Bear, which I'm unfamiliar with. Is that the Chris Felica story, The Bear?
It's the making of Cocaine Bear, actually. That's what it was. It's a documentary on the making of Cocaine
Bear. Did you ever go with the crew to watch the Cocaine Bear together?
I didn't watch it with the crew. Bear was exactly what it should have been. The Bear is a really good show.
Okay.
You should check that one out. It's on Hulu. FX, Hulu. I can't even keep track these days. This is part of why I was so surprised that there was so much outrage over the Peacock stuff. Because I can't keep track where some of these shows, whatever network they're on now. I know where they're streaming at. The Bear's a really good show. It's kind of like a dark comedy. And like I've seen it up for these different awards, and they don't know whether to put it as a drama or a comedy. I think it won like a bunch of comedy stuff last night.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm pointing towards you, and I literally have the article up in front of me. it's a good show. It's about some guy who's like some big time chef in New York, but it's like he's all stressed out and takes over. Like an old school Chicago restaurant from his brother who just passed away.
Okay.
And it's like a real decrepit restaurant that he's trying to turn around and stuff.
Not luring me in. I got news for you.
You watch a couple episodes. I bet you you'll be hooked.
All right. I'm a tough sell. Now. I'm like old and curmudgeonly. Tough to get me in.
See, it's one of those shows too that I don't know if I love it as much if like it didn't involve like the food. And like you see the food and like great food being prepped, and you're like, all right, I'm starving. I'm starving. Yeah. Like you watch one episode, and you're like, all right, I'm hungry.
Before we go, so we want to look at these because we have Jim Harbaugh and Bill Belichick odds. Before we do that, I just want to get back to something I said earlier about these division round games. We do have the three prior matchups of the four. So Baltimore beat Houston week one. 25-9. That's CJ Stroud's first game in the NFL. So read into that what you will. Baltimore won by 16. Stroud threw for 242 in that game. He didn't have any touchdowns or picks. He was sacked five times.
Yeah, there's absolutely zero. Takeaway from
absolutely
that game. Yeah.
Zero. That's right. Week six, Detroit beat Tampa by 14 at Tampa. And they kind of dominated them. 380 total yards to 251. Goff threw for 353. So that one, you might want to take some.
That was a big bet for me then, I remember. Yeah. And I will be right back with the Detroit Lions.
I think that's the game I like the most this week, the Lions.
I'm upset. Yeah. I caught the 5.5 on the opener. It was juiced a little bit. It was -115. I caught that 5.5 on the opener. I'm mad I didn't bet it more, but I think I was a little thrown off. You know, when you see some of these numbers and you're a little thrown, that I thought it was going to open closer to 7. Right? Like, where'd you have that guess at yesterday?
6.5.
6.5, right? Yeah. Like, so I kind of thought it was closer to that. I was wondering if maybe those 5.5s were going to remain.
Yeah, the point of the guess is you hope for a big difference. Right. I had no big difference in any of these. The other one we mentioned, of course, was Buffalo beating Kansas City 20-17. That was week 14. That's what started the Bills' home stretch of wins. That was the Kadarius Toney game. Again, Travis Kelce with that unbelievable lateral. Was that to Rashee Rice? I believe it was too. That would have given the Chiefs the lead late in that game, but instead Kadarius Toney ruled offside, and so Buffalo preserved the victory 20-17. San Francisco and Green Bay had not played this year.
I'm with Drew. I mean, everything he said. I took a bit of Bills already at 2.5. It's just at that number. I got to bet at that number. But yes, I'm concerned to see what these injuries are like this week.
This is a sort of funny thing to say once it's already in place, but these are the right eight teams in the end. Like, Dallas didn't deserve it in the end. Philly didn't deserve it in the end. Miami and Dallas were the bullies. So, you know, good on these four teams. They have played themselves into this. I don't think we'll get to the power ranks coming up. I don't think the Bucks. I mean, I think there's a level, right? We talked about this yesterday. There's a level to all these teams, and I think this is where the road ends for teams like the Texans, the Packers, and the Bucks. But there's no shame in that.
Not at all.
No shame in that whatsoever. I mean, the fact that the Bucks are even here, good God.
Right. Yeah. And this is, and Baker Mayfield, I mean, I'll keep bringing it up. Like, what, I mean, you want to talk comeback player of the year? Like, what an incredible story. It's amazing. An incredible story. And if DeMar Hamlin wasn't a part of that conversation, in my opinion, he should be the obvious selection for it. Easy to say after what we saw out of Joe Flacco and Baker Mayfield this week, but it's incredible that they're even there. You know, and I think we've brought it up a couple of times throughout the season, but this Chiefs team, I think they have parts of their team that they struggle with that I think it is right for us to seize on. But man, I'll probably lose a lot of money if the Chiefs end up winning a Super Bowl, and I won't be shocked at all.
who do the Ravens want to play? If you gave them truth serum and they get by the Texans,
that's a great question.
Who do they want to play? I don't think there's a definitive answer to this.
I think they think like a lot of us. I think they'd want to play the Chiefs, but I think everybody says that knowing in the back of their mind that could be the dumbest answer in the history
exactly
of football.
Exactly correct. Like Chiefs, but then there's that guy that plays for them.
Right.
Yeah. Niners, I don't think we have to ask that question. I think they'd love to play either, but I think they'd love to play the Bucks even.
Yeah,
more.
I don't even think that's close.
All right. So, by the way, Kelly is distracted. A little look behind the curtains here. There's about 25 video poker machines on the long bar behind Kelly. Not to steal the name from the Circa long bar. Folks choose to play the one right behind him with a 24 empty next to him. It's like kills Kelly every time. Okay. So about coaches, God, I don't know. We can't bet these here. I don't think these are available in Nevada.
No, and only even certain DraftKings jurisdictions, because there are. It feels so long ago. Remember, like when we would start to legalize states, and it's like I felt like we'd go through all the unique rules to that state.
Yeah,
like there are still states where you can't bet on this stuff. There are certain that you can. Colorado always like the greatest one, or they just post everything.
Jim Harbaugh had an interview with the Chargers. The Chargers are -150. Not an NFL coach is at even money. He is quote unquote negotiating with Michigan. Michigan has a $125 million offer on the table for Jim Harbaugh. The only thing they're negotiating is Jim Harbaugh is like, how do I get immunity from all this stuff? That's all. So it's like this game that's almost being played. I just don't think he's going back. I could be wrong. I just don't think.
Yeah, who is that? Dan Wetzel, I was reading this way. Yeah, Dan Wetzel. I didn't even realize he was that there was Michigan conversations going on.
They seem to be perfunctory to me. Chargers minus 150. Not an NFL coach even. Any other team is the category at 8-1. Now, who does any other team encompass? Well, any other team that's not on this board. So you have to like do the figuring out of this. But as far as like an actual NFL team next to the Chargers, it's the Raiders at 12-1 and the Commodores at 25-1. I don't know what to make of any. Do you think the Chargers are that big of a favorite at this point just because he interviewed with them?
No.
I don't know.
No, but that alone, I think. And it probably applies to Belichick too, right? Like that alone, I think does actually create some value in this market, right?
Right.
Wouldn't you expect both of these guys to have several interviews?
Yeah, I mean, I'd take a flyer on the commodes. Sure, why not?
Right. So, like, he takes, to your point, he takes one interview.
Yeah.
Those move to minus 150, and okay, Commanders, Falcons. Use those two as an example. Teams that you kind of expect him to talk to.
Right, but who knows?
25-30-1.
Who knows what this man is thinking? And then Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick had an interview with the Atlanta Falcons. Huge news. The man had an interview. Any other team and Falcons, the two categories at DraftKings that are the short shots at plus 125. Again, how do you define any other team? Well, any other team that's not listed.
AKA the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, that's correct. Dallas Cowboys sadly falls into that catch-all. Not an NFL coach, plus 250. And then it's everybody else, starting with the Commanders, who are at 10-1.
I cannot imagine.
He is not going to be the coach of the taco holders. I'm sorry, he is not.
Come on,
Josh Harris, don't be dumb.
I can't imagine he's going to be the coach of the Atlanta Falcons. That's still the one I just see Belichick. Like, the Cowboys one to me makes more sense.
Yes, it does to me too.
From a standpoint of just like, how long do you really expect this guy to go? He's got to go to a situation where it might need some tweaks, right? And what do the Dallas Cowboys need? They've clearly been able to put out 12-5 seasons, no problem.
Yes.
It's once they get in the playoffs, there's an issue.
I said this yesterday. He went 4-13. If you don't think Bill Belichick wants to rehab that 4-13, you don't know anything about ego. He doesn't want that stain at the end of his career. So you don't go to the commodes of the Falcons. I heard somebody saying, oh, the Falcons are just a quarterback away. I'm like, what quarterback?
Right,
they all just fall off trees. What quarterback are you talking about?
Like, but Chargers 15-1 here. Like, I think that's live still.
Sure. The point is, would I bet any of these? I don't think that I would.
Right, bye.
I don't think that I would. Hey, look, we're just talking. Sometimes we don't have any bets. We do have a whole bunch, though, that we'd like to reveal or that we'd want to sort of harness. We'll get into those and our power rankings next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for a betting edge through the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl, and I know you are, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get access to our daily best bets with the leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. Betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game, plus betting systems, premium analysis, and 24/7 video access. Sign up today. Get your first 30 days for only $9.99 to see everything VSiN has to up your betting game. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up now. Kelly, you and I are going to be on Radio Row for a couple days during Super Bowl week.
That we are.
Thursday and Friday beforehand?
Yep, Thursday and Friday.
So are we going to be like just inundated with celebs? Is that what's going to happen?
No, I'm sure. What are you talking about?
Listen,
you are
the here's what I'd like for you to arrange. I'd want you to get Usher on with us.
Got
I just
it,
want
no
to
problem.
Do two
Check
segments
mark.
With Usher. Yeah, okay, one segment with Usher.
I was thinking about that during a commercial last night for that. Why do we... Like, Usher's going to be great. Usher's going to be great.
Yeah. And I want you to refer to him as Usher when you call him over. Be like, Usher, come on over here. Got an interview.
What I don't get with halftime shows, though, is why do we have to get these people, like, 20 years after, like, their prime?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
although I would dispute that Usher's 20 years out of his prime, but, you know, yeah. By the way, his show here is spectacular. Roller skates.
Oh, I haven't been.
Yeah.
Love Usher.
We get tweets. Let's get Usher on. I want to talk to Usher. We get tweets at being the book. Jimmy Lopez, is the app down? How do we listen on our phone now? Great question. Kelly.
The VSiN app is going away. Yes. This is its final day, I believe, or it might be done already. Just go to VSiN.com. If you are a paid, if you're a subscriber to VSiN, you should be able to watch all shows at VSiN.com. So even on your phone, just type it in there.
Nate Goggins, can you remind us of the college basketball championship formula? I've been shopping for futures to add to the ones I have in pocket already. I don't want to go deep dive, but it is basically, I'll do it off the top of my head. KenPom adjusted top 20 offense, KenPom adjusted defense top 20, a coach with Sweet 16, a coach who has already been to the Sweet 16 before this tournament. You can, in the case of the top 20s, you can play yourself into them during the tournament. So even if you're on the outside looking in just before, you could possibly get there. That's the one sort of thing. You have to have more assists than turnovers. What's another one in there? There's another one that I'm forgetting. Anyway, there's six criteria, and those are the main ones on them. I'm forgetting a couple, but it's tried and true. Besides the 2014 UConn Huskies, it never fails. We'll get into it after the Super Bowl. We'll get into all the details of it. Auburnist, I love hearing you hate watch Succession, so I don't have to. I bailed midway through the first season, and I kept thinking maybe I should start back. Thanks for saving me time. You are welcome, Auburnist. John Blum, he's got a shot of the 1943 debut episode of the Megapod. Thank you. He's black and white sitting around a radio. It's outstanding. Jimmy Lopez chimes back in. He goes, "The Bear is a phenomenal show. Watch it, Chef." I think he called me a chef. Jay, right. Touchdown Jesus great goes show. Touchdown Jesus goes the other way. He goes 25-1 that Gil. Oh no, he's going the same way. Yeah. 25-1 that I do not enjoy. In other words, that I will get hooked. Let me say that again. It's 25-1 that I don't enjoy The Bear. So he's saying I will. Yeah. Nevada Azer, just to follow up on that week one Houston-Baltimore game, it was a one-score game late into the third quarter. They were throwing everything at CJ that game, and if Houston was healthy, this division game would be even more intriguing. All right. Well said.
I think that the Ravens' offense is probably just going to be a little too overwhelming for that Texans' defense, but I cannot wait to see what CJ Stroud goes out there and does.
The rest has to be emphasized. You know, they had a week off. They get healthier. Ravens and Niners both. And that's the built-in advantage of not having to play that game. And so it does matter. And we'll see I mean, the proof will be in the pudding this weekend.
Sounds like the early weather watch games, too, are Baltimore's most significant, and that actually Santa Clara would be second.
Santa Clara.
A little wind and rain expected.
Yeah. This Bay Area weather this time of year can be a little funky, for sure.
I mean, we're talking about it on Tuesday, too. Yeah, this is your reminder always, too, thinking about weather betting. Pay closer attention to that closer to the actual game.
And apparently, if it gets bad enough, they'll move it.
Also that
in the mix. All right, time for some ridiculous division round power rankings. Plug it in.
104.2 The Buzz.
7.5 The Bone. All right, here's the deal. Bucks, you're number 8. Sorry, you just are. I got the Lions at 7, but here's the fortune of the Lions. They get to play the Bucks. So I got the Lions covering. I got them advancing. I got them covering, and I got them in the championship game. There you go, Lions. Where Dan Campbell will ultimately make a poor coaching decision on the field.
Just the way the tournament sorts itself out, right? Like, you've had the Lions at, you know, bottom of the 10, if not in your top 10, but you've got them go to the NFC championship.
Yeah, yeah. 6, I got the Texans. 5, I got the Packers. I know Lions fans hate me for that, but right now I feel like the Jordan Love and CJ Stroud led Packers and Texans are firing on all cylinders. Now, I both think they're going to lose. I think both are going to lose this weekend, but we're just talking power rankings here. I got the Chiefs at 4, the Bills at 3, the Ravens at 2, and the Niners at 1. Should be no real surprises there. You, sir?
Gil, I'm just going to go off of yours real quick. 4 through 7.
Yes, sir.
I think you could argue could be put in all. I think any order. I think any order.
Even the 4?
Even the 4.
Even the Chiefs?
Even the 4.
Okay. So disrespectful to Patrick Mahomes.
Now, for myself personally.
Yes, sir.
I had the exact same order as
you. Did you? Yeah, the exact same order. Oh, even you had the Lions at 7 behind the Packers. Yep. Oh, I'm a little surprised.
But that's where I'm saying 4 through 7. I switched that around a couple times. I think that's my tip of the cap respect to Mr. Patrick Mahomes that I'm putting you for. I don't know that for sure. That's where they belong. This Packers and Texans team, these teams have been extremely impressive. Slotted them 5 and 6. And Lions 7. I think that's... If I knew you had 100% Sam Laporta too, they'd be higher. That injury does concern me. I think that is a big, big weapon for them on offense that... Let's see. Give him another week. How much more is he able to progress? How much more is he able to do next week? We'll see. Obviously, I talked about earlier. I did bet the Lions, so there's a significant gap there between 7 and 8 for me. Did bet the Lions over the Bucks this week, and there's a significant gap in one from 3 to 4 to me. I bet the Bills over the Chiefs.
I bet
the Bills over the Chiefs. I think that those three belong in a tier by themselves at the top. And 4, 5, 6, 7 probably are in that secondary tier. And the Bucks, you welcome. You got in.
If Bills lose this, Sean McDermott in trouble?
Man.
Have we gotten to the point in the NFL that if you just can't get to the mountaintop, I don't know, multiple seasons, that nobody is safe? Well, in other words,
Yes. I think there are too many NFL teams that have proven that. That they're willing to make a change very, very quickly.
Is any of that fair? Probably not.
Right. Most of it's not fair. Most of it's not fair. I mean, people calling for Mike Tomlin's job.
Tomlin walking out of the presser yesterday when someone dared ask him about his contract.
I mean, that's ridiculous to me. McDermott, I guess I haven't really thought too much about that one. I just feel like, is he not in the perfect situation where Josh Allen might get all the credit, but man, he gets all the blame too, seemingly, when that stuff goes wrong there. So I don't know. Maybe he should be a little bit more on the hot seat than I have him.
Texans Lions trying to get to the Super Bowl for the first time. Remember, there are four teams in the NFL, four franchises that have never gotten to the Super Bowl. The Lions and Browns being the veteran of those four teams, the Texans and the Jaguars being the junior of those four teams. This didn't come, this wasn't quite as big of a deal as the Dan Campbell decision in the Rams Lions game. When he had to choose between the 4th and 4 and the 3rd and 14, and he chose the 3rd and 14, and then Stafford went to Nacua. He was held. He was interfered with. He was late hit. Nothing was called. And so it worked out for Dan Campbell as he preferred that the Rams not have the 52 yarder from Maher. Last night, because we didn't go play by play on this, but last night, the Eagles and the Bucks, I just wanted to bring this up. Did you have a problem with it? When it was 25-9, so the Eagles were down 16. They had 4th and 10 at the Tampa Bay 22, and they decided to kick a field goal with 12:06 left. Offsides negated the points, and then they went incomplete on 4th and 5 because they did decide to go for it on 4th and 5. But did you have any problem with them kicking the field goal to knock it down from 16-13 with over 12 minutes left in the game?
100%.
I mean, did you have a problem with it?
I thought it was short enough time, but not enough time left for you to be playing the field goal game.
I did not have a problem with it because I figured
it's, I mean, it was on the edge. I had to think
it's
about
still
it,
right? 10 yards, right? It's 4th and 10 at that point. You knock it down to 13. I get it's 2-score to 2-score, but 2-point conversions are hard.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Especially when you got stopped on the Tuchus Bush earlier. And there was still over 12 minutes. I didn't have a huge problem with it. I know some people did.
Yeah, I just think for your offense wasn't moving well enough the whole game that I think you need to take advantage of those opportunities.
Didn't matter either way because they got smoked. Our plays on the other side. Next, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. My tennis plays will be on there a little later on today. Two dogs on the ladies' side yesterday, neither got home. I was telling Drew, I'm in one of these modes where the ones that have the biggest edge didn't get there, and then the tier below got there. So, all the wrong picks. For more VSiN Pro picks, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Numbers Game, by the way, will give you 10% off an annual subscription when you use promo code ANG. What is that,
A-N-G.
Kelly?
A-N-G. You can remember it like A numbers game. A-N-G.
I am simpatico with at least one of Drew's women's picks today, not on his men's picks.
Andreeva?
Korneva.
Korneva. Andreeva, who will always live in VEASAN Betsgiving history.
Me and JVT were talking about that the other night.
It's my favorite. Oh, yeah. I heard you were a popular tennis conversationalist. What was it? Friday night here, right? It's the Circa Czech presentations and stuff.
Britain started in on tennis.
Yeah, I was talking with Britain on Sunday night. Yeah. He's like, I think I was bothering Gil. I was talking to him about tennis for like 30 minutes.
No, it wasn't bothering me at all. I think Kazarian and JVT were bothered. I wasn't bothered at all. They were like, this is great. JVT was like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. And then he brought up Andreeva, Eric Andreeva, which he reminded him that was not even the best one. In the family. What was I going to say? By the way, what episode on The Bear do they start talking about when Felica meets Herb Street? What episode? What season? Just curious. I had something to say. Now I can't even remember what it was. I'll figure it out.
I can get behind that show. Kind of like Young Rock, right? We do like Young Bear.
Oh, yeah. Young like Bear.
Young Chris Felica growing up.
Young Chris Felica. 6 Emmys. Must be good. All right. So here are, we're going to try to do these in chronological order. But these are some of the NFL futures that I had pre-flop before the season started and during the season. The two that hit, the Panthers 15-1 to be the last winless. That was the big one. Hit that at Circa here. That covers all of them and more. So I didn't have to hit another one.
Nice hit, man.
But I did hit the Giants alt low regular season win total, barely under 6.5 at plus 185. Lost on the Commanders alt high before the season. That was a loser. But did get the Giants to make up for that and more. Also preseason, Matt Eberflus, first NFL head coach fired. That did not come to pass, nor will Matt LaFleur coach of the year. And then remember, late in the season, I had KC as a number one seed at 4-1. That did not get there. So that lost. And there's a bunch of others that the awards markets ones that aren't going to get there, right? Tyreek MVP, Tyreek MVP and Brock Purdy Offensive Player of the Year were both 75-1. I made him earlier in the year. And then when shots came on and said, oh, it's going to be a quarterback for MVP, I took the Purdy MVP at 16-1 and figured that's gold. And then he threw 4 picks against the Ravens. That one by the wayside. And then Puka, Offensive Rookie of the Year, 25-1. Again, falling under the category of great bet, buddy, any other year.
Yeah. Yeah. Great bet. Yeah. Any other year. Like, I mean, CJ Stroud doesn't exist.
Yeah. And he deserves it.
You are moonwalking to collect that money. That is easy.
I am Motown 25 moonwalking.
That's right.
What do you know about that? By the way, that's one of those things from childhood where it's like, you know how like, maybe it's just me, but like there's, you know, people are like, oh, I remember, everyone remembers where they were for that. I remember where I was for the moonwalk. Everybody remembers that.
Okay.
I think I was doing homework at school and I was like, oh my God, what is this? Okay. So those are NFL plays. And again, the Panthers won. This is the thing about futures. You hit one big one, it makes up for everything. And the Panthers and the Giants certainly did that for me. These are ones that are pending now. And to say that I am in deep on the Niners and Ravens and Iga would be quite the understatement. So when Super Bowl exactas, it was a great weekend for my Super Bowl exactas with the Browns and the Dolphins losing, because the three that I have San Francisco beating are the Ravens at 12-1, the Bills at 25-1, the Chiefs at 11-1. With apologies to the Texans, I think I have that covered if San Francisco wins the Super Bowl. I do have Baltimore beating San Francisco in the Super Bowl as a cover for that at 5-1. Now, where I start to get frisky is when I add Iga to the mix of those.
Yeah.
And so I do have Iga with the Niners, Iga winning the Australian Open and the Niners at 8-1. I have her with either the Ravens or the Niners at 4-1. And I have her with both the Niners and Joker in three-way cross-sport parlays at 21-1 with the Niners, 28.5-1 with the Ravens. Now, do I expect those to get home? Hey, they're tough to get there. But if they do, oh my God, what a month it's going to be for me. And then just straight, I have Swiatek to win the Australian Open. I have a crazy one where she doesn't lose a set. I don't expect that to get there. That's 18-1. And then I did a couple exact Grand Slams for the year, 3 at 10-1. And yeah, I'm the idiot who went all 4 at 40-1 because if it happens, I just want to be a part of it. But anyway, it's the same thing as the football ones where, you know, where the Panthers at 15-1 covered all of them and more, not to mention hitting the Giants. If the Ravens and the Niners get there, well, let me say it like this. If the Niners beat anybody in the Super Bowl, obviously Texans being the exception,
right,
it covers all these.
Right.
That's all that has to happen. If Baltimore beats the Niners, it covers the other football ones, but then I would lose the tennis ones if Iga didn't get there. But essentially what you're seeing is a lot of futures bets where I'm trying to cover myself in the event one of the things doesn't happen, just like the football ones from the season, with the possibility of an explosion and a windfall.
Yeah, I like it. I did of course I had to bite on one when you were putting these in like every day last week in the past 2 weeks. So I think I did a Niners. It was a Niners Iga Boston Celtics.
Oh, there you go.
Crossport parlay. That was a 40-1 shot. So we'll see.
What is it? Niners. What is it? Niners Iga.
Niners Iga.
Yeah.
Boston Celtics NBA Finals.
And again, I'll just say it with Iga though. She has just the most ridiculously hard draw ever. So again, most of these were made. Almost all of them were made pre-draw.
Yeah.
And then she ends up getting the gauntlet. Again, she gets Sophia Kennan, who won this tournament 4 years ago in the first round. She beats her. Wasn't easy in straight sets, but it was, you know, still. Now she's got Danielle freaking Collins. Then she's going to probably have Noskova. Then she's going to have Ostapenko. Then she's going to have, who am I forgetting? One more before the semis. I mean, it's just like you couldn't ask for... You couldn't have handpicked a harder way to get to the tournament. That's why I say if she wins this through that gauntlet, you won't even be able to like talk to me. I'll be so seriously. Like, and I was talking to J-Rod, J-Rod is a loyal listener to the show and who's been he's a super duper Iga freak as well. He keeps me informed of like every little tweak she does with her backhand or serve or whatever. I was talking to him yesterday. I probably get more nervous watching her matches than anything at this point.
Yeah, I bet.
Because I just, and again, for those who are landing on this now, are like, oh, what do you mean? She's the number one player in the world. You must be new around here. We have a bit of a history with Iga around these parts from day one. So this is just the culmination of all of that, where she's gotten to this point, but she's trying to win her fifth major. So we'll see. Oh, listen, and again, if the Niners beat any of those three teams in the football, none of the tennis ones even matter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My only pending NFL future that's open right now isn't exact. It's that 49ers over Bills at 80-1.
Which one is it? Niners over Bills?
Niners
80
over
to
Bills,
one.
80. Oh, yeah. Remember that was like the first day we talked
that
about
is
it?
Live. Yeah. It's live.
Was it Will that brought that up first on this show?
Which one? Niners over Bills.
Niners Bills exactly when they were kind of heating up. I think he brought it up as betting it at 80-1. I was like, yeah, I kind of like that.
Right. When I got it, it was 28-1. It got all the way to 81 after that before crashing down. That's right. You got it after that.
Yeah. Good that's all I've got open right now. That was the only other nice one that I had. Took a beating this past week when the Cowboys went down. And I had like I think it was 250-1 on the Ravens. It was like Cowboys over Ravens or Ravens over Cowboys from preseason.
Oh, right.
But yeah, that one went down. So the only one I got remaining, 49ers over Bills.
Could be a monster January. Could be. By the way, once again, Kelly, 25 video poker machines behind you, and someone has selected the one directly behind you. And all the 24 others are open. Okay, so for as far as this weekend is concerned, your bet is Buffalo over Kansas City. I do not have anything in my account yet, but I will have the Lions here by... within a few minutes after the show. I will have the Lions laying the points against the Bucks. And I have not really decided about the other three yet, quite frankly.
Yeah, I'm in on Lions and Bills already. Lions 5.5 from last night, Bills 2.5. And then I played the over on that Packers Niners game. That number is coming down a little bit. Again, your early weather watch games are actually that Packers Niners game and the Texans Ravens game So that total coming down a little bit, just thinking there is some thinking out there. There's going to be some weather going on.
So no Niners team total over quite yet for you?
I did add that yesterday. So I forgot about that. You're right. I bet that at 29.5.
I believe I will have that in the account by game time as well, but I have not bet it yet. I'll get the tennis picks up at vsin.com/picks. Remember all the app information at vsin.com. We've done all we can do. Best Bets is next. Enjoy from VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.